Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Block Talk Radio tonight. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus and everybody just get in one mind and one accord. And we have a special guest with us today, and it's our pastor, Brother Don Harris. He's going to come on and preach here in a little while, so just be praying for the service tonight. And this is Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. So join us for an evening of praise and worship to our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And just all the Facebook listeners, put all your prayer requests and all your praise reports in the comments below, and we'll look at them here in a few minutes. And we want to thank all the new listeners all around the world and the USA. We have quite a few new listeners, so just tell your friends and your neighbors and your family about the broadcast and share the broadcast out for us, and we'll appreciate it. It gets the gospel out more when you share it and like it. So just do that for us if you don't care. And the subject today is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that's coming out of Matthew 4:17. And can't even read my own writing. That's pretty bad. The latter part of Romans 8:9 says, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And the word couldn't get any plainer there. People need to have the Spirit of God dwelling in them if they're going to enter the gates of heaven one of these days. And you got to have your sins forgiven. You can't go to heaven unless you're saved, unless you're born again. So a lot of people think that they can go to heaven just, you know, any old way, but you can't. You got to have your heart pure and clean, and you got to be holy and dedicated unto God. And I see that we have a call in here. Let me get him on. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord, Brother James. We got our pastor here tonight with us, too. And so we're going to have Tim come around and sing a few songs, and then we'll let you guys obey the Lord.
Okay.
The world has left it offer to each of us today. Faith, agency, wrong things, it's your life anyway. But God has told us plainly that we must come out on the own. And these every people, if shepherd all I live for him. So I'll learn to be different in the world of compromise. And I'll stand for you, Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, you rich, your all that crucified. So I'll learn to be different, set apart and sanctified. So I say I'll be famous, and my name may never be. And write my sample letters for all the world to see. But I can't hold my head up high, no different I may be. For I know when my Jesus comes, I'll be forever enrolled. So I'll learn to be different in the world of compromise. And I'll say, Lord, you Jesus, though I might be criticized. For me, you rich gold, fall and crucified. So I'll learn to be different, set apart and sanctified. Yes, I'll learn to be different, set apart and sanctified.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Brother Miles, you want our pastor to go ahead and obey the Lord?
Yes, ma'am. I prefer him before me. Go ahead and go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here with Brother Tim, Sister Betty, and I thank the Lord for what they're doing. Praise God, and how they're putting the word out there. And praise God, and I know Brother Lloyd here with all my life, I guess, and what he stood for. We appreciate him and his family carrying on the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and a dying world, and all you preachers that's out there today that's preaching the word of God. As I tell you, it's time that the word begin to go out to this lost and dying world. Praise God, if people, you know, would hear and believe upon Jesus, hallelujah, that he died on the cross of Calvary, praise God, to give life and give life to us more abundantly. We from Shoal Creek Full Gospel Tabernacle up the road, and also Cleveland, God's House of Prayer. Praise God, and any time you're in the area, well, just look us up. You can come and be with us. Got Brother Tim, Sister Betty helping us now down there, and the Lord, you're really a blessing and moving in a powerful and a mighty way. Praise God. And you know, people need to turn to the Lord with all their heart and serve him in gladness and praise God, giving praise and glory and honor to his mighty name. As you're saying there, praise God, the subject was today, repent and praise God and be born again. Because I tell you, without the new birth, hallelujah, people ain't going to make it in. Praise God, Jesus told Nicodemus, when Nicodemus come to Jesus benign and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that's come from God, because nobody could do these miracles that thou doing except God be with him. Praise God. And Jesus began to tell Nicodemus, praise God, said, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God. Nicodemus didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about and said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter in the second time in his mother's womb and be born? But Jesus said, except he's born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. And you know, ever been a day and a time that people I really need to get born again. It's in this hour and day. I tell you, this sign in a church book ain't good enough. Praise God, or having a change of mind. Praise God, you cannot make it in like that. You've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God, and the Apostle Paul said it. Praise God, if any man be in Christ Jesus, that he's a new creature, old things have passed away. And behold, he said, behold, all things are made new. That old man, praise God, is dead. He's crucified. He's killed, praise God. And that new man, which is life, comes alive in our hearts. And we begin to live and to give glory and praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'll tell you what, there was no greater love than the love of God that a man had laid down his life for his friend. And he said, I'll lay my life down that you can have life. He said, I've got power to lay it down, and I've got power to take it up again. He didn't take his life. He gave it, because the Bible said that God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Brother, there's life out there for people that suffer and sin. Tonight, praise God, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Friend, I'll tell you the best thing that ever happened to a man, woman, or a girl is when they come and give their life to Jesus Christ and ask him, praise God, to come into their heart and in their life. And Jesus come in and took his bow down inside of him. I'll tell you what, your life will never be the same no more. He'll completely turn you around. He'll make a new person out of you. Praise God, he said, I'll take an old stony heart out. I'll put in a heart of flesh. Praise God, and you, I will be a new man or a new woman in Christ Jesus. Praise God, and children, he's coming back one day or a while. As sure as he left this old world, he went away. But he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, he said, I'll come again and I'll receive you unto myself. So the message today is, people everywhere, praise God, if you ain't been born again and you ain't repented of your sins, this is a day of salvation. The Lord said, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. It's time people repented and turn their heart to God and begin to live for him, begin to walk for him, begin to testify for him. Praise God. And I'll tell you, repentance is the first step of this thing. And you start walking in him and abiding in his word. And his word abide in us. And we can ask what we will in his name. And he'll do it. Praise God. The problem is today, people don't want to live for him. They don't want to live right. Don't want to live holy. Praise God. But the word of God said, praise God, Paul did, said the grace of God that brought salvation has appeared unto all men. What's it doing? It's a teaching us, denying ungodly and worldly us. We got to live sober and righteous and godly in this present world. We got to live right to make heaven our home. We got to walk right. We got to follow after Jesus in the beauty of wholeness. Praise God, because I'll tell you, that's what it's going to take. People backed up from the word of God. They backed up from the ways of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said they honor me. How with their mouth and with their lips, their hearts is far away. It's time people repented from whence they're fallen. He told the church of Ephesus, he said, I know your works. Praise God. I know your patience. I know other works. Who from which they're falling. He said, else I'll come and I'll remove the candlestick out of its place. He said, to repent. Hallelujah. Jesus started, his sister said, in the beginning, he walked the shore of Galilee, and everywhere that he went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and diseases. But his word was, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise God, it's time. A nation has about forgot about God. It's time to turn our hearts back to the Lord and remember and repent from which we're fallen. And to our first word, he said, else I'll remove the candlestick out of his place. Well, I tell you, it's time. Praise God, the born-again believer got on fire for God. Got the Holy Ghost and fire burning in her heart and her life. One more time to this lost and dying world. Brother, we're in a dark day, we're in a dark time. But Jesus said that we are the light. Let ye light so shine, he said, that men would see your good work and glorify thy Father which is in heaven. Praise God, it's time. People repented and come back to their first love and remember where they're at tonight. Praise God, it didn't stop there. Praise God, Jesus told them, suppose I've got to leave you. I've got to go away. And it said sorrow. I feel their hearts. But he said, I tell you the truth. It's exceedingly hard for you that I go away. Because he said, if I go not away, the Comforter won't come. But he said, if I depart, I'm going to pray to my Father, and he's going to send you another Comforter. And when he's come, he'll abide with you forever. Praise God, he went out to a little mouth called the Mount of Olives. And while he told him, don't depart from Jerusalem, but tarry there till you be here with power from on high. And the Bible said, while he spake these words, a cloud received him up out of their sight, and they stood a-gazing in the heavens, went away, and two angels appeared there and said, what are you men of Galilee? Stand ye a-gazing in the heavens. That same Jesus you see go away is coming again. Amen. In a like manner. What's he coming for? Brothers and sisters, he's a coming after the people that's repented, got born, got filled up with the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's a looking for him to come. He ain't coming out of a dead church. He ain't coming out of a dried up church. He's a coming out of a church that's on fire for God. That's doing the work of the Lord. That's carrying out and fulfilling his will, whatever it may be. Brothers and sisters, I say today, if you hear me out there, turn to God. If you ain't really got the Lord in your heart and in your life. And the Bible said, while they tarried at Jerusalem, not only not up for room, they was looking for the promise of the Father. Praise God, and it said suddenly, a sound came from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled that house where they were sitting at, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as this fire, and it set upon each of them. And they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit give the utterance. And some even said, they're drunk on new wine. But Peter got up and said, they ain't drunk as you suppose them to be. Seem it is, thank you. But the third hour of the day. But said, this was what was prophesied by the prophet of Joel. When Joel prophesied and said, in the last day, said, God, I'm going to pour out the Spirit upon all flesh. Church, I tell you, pray and where people can raise their hands and raise their voices and give glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's worthy to be praised, and everything has got breath or to praise His holy name. God, He's worthy.
Yes,
praise the Lord. I tell you, hallelujah, He's crying, still repentance, and come to God. Remember when we start falling. Remember where you at. Remember what you used to have. I was growing up around here in Monroe County, Madisonville, just a teenager boy. Brother Ned is shouting and rejoicing all over the house. The power of God was moving and people are being saved. People being healed. People being delivered. But people's cooled off and they've cooled down. Hallelujah. But it's time and it's high time. The Apostle Paul said, wake out of sleep and get on the armor of God. Because our salvation is near. And when we first believe, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. This is the day we need to wake up and get up, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, and take back the promises of the Lord that He promised us that we could have. I see them boys in out of the room. My Lord, when the Holy Ghost come, it filled by the house where they were sitting at and closed the tongue like a fire set upon each of them. And they begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Some said, what did they drop on you? Why? But an old Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, stood up and said, these ain't drunk as you suppose them to be. This is the third hour of the day. This is what was prophesied by the prophet of Joel when he said, in the last day, God's going to put His Spirit upon all flesh, on your sons and on your daughters, on your old men and your young men will see visions. Upon your servants and your handmaids, said God, I'm going to pour out of my Spirit in those days and they shall prophesy. For the move of God at, for the shout at, back in the house. Brother, I'll tell you what, my cousin used to sing a song. Let's wake the town and warn the people to flee from the wrath to come, because the great day of the Lord is coming, and who is going to be able to stand in that day? Able in that upper room, they come out there a shouting and rejoicing. Power of God was moving. Praise God. And the message was, Peter began to cry out to them, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise God. And many of them come and begin to say, what must we do? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So this promise is to you and to your kids. And then as far out as the Lord our God shall call. For tonight, brother, we need to turn our heart back towards the Lord again. Remember and repent from which we're falling and take up the cross and follow Him every day.
Amen.
But they cooled down. Hallelujah. People backed up and the love of many is a waxing cold. But we need to remember our first love. Praise God, they begin to cry. Repent. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to tell it just like Brother, I ain't seen nobody receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in several years. People ain't got no hunger, ain't got no desire. But Jesus said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Where's that hunger at? Where's that desire at? Praise God, what's that will that we want to fulfill and do? Not thy will, but his will be done in our lives and in our homes and in our church world today, that people can see. Brother, it's going to take something to turn this world around. What's it going to take, preacher? It's going to take that Holy Ghost that come on the morning of Pentecost. Oh, did not the Bible say, after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power to be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, under the most other parts of the world. Where are we at today, preachers? Where are we at, churches? What have we got going on that we forgot about God's word and God's fullness and God's spirit?
Come on.
Sister Betty, I believe that at the beginning this said, quoted the verse, Apostle Paul said, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he ain't none of his, is he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll tell you what, churches is dried up, cold on God. But one of the writers said, I would, this is cold or hot, Jesus did. But nevertheless, cause you lukewarm, or neither cold or hot, he said, I'll spear you out of my mouth.
Amen.
Brother, let me say, if it was good enough to you for Paul and Silas, Peter and John, Mark and Andrew, it's good enough for me and you. It's still good. Praise God, and it's that old holy, holy way. Praise God that Jesus laid down the path and example. Them boys, somebody said, but we're persecuted. But I preached a little bit on that Tuesday night. Hallelujah, being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord and our Savior,
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Praise yes. God. Now I'll tell you, through troubles and heartache, praise God, the Lord will build you up and strengthen you, and we can rejoice in tribulation, because tribulation works of patience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to be strong in the Lord and in the power of God. Hallelujah. And need to come alive in our churches and in our church world today. Because somebody needs to hear the message. Hallelujah. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Paul come to the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. Found a bunch of disciples out at one time. And he asked them a question, and he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Why, they said, we ain't even here whether they be any Holy Ghost or not. He said, what then was you baptized? They said, under John's baptism. And he went on to say, John barely baptized with water under repentance. Praise God. But he said, hey, boy, there's a man coming after me whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. And he said, I baptize you with water, but he that's coming out of me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he's been baptized with the fire and the power and the anointing of the Lord. We need to be baptized. When they hear this, they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. He laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Some people said, well, let's get away from this preaching this in this day and hour. Brother, I believe we need to get back to it. Somebody said, let's get away from His holiness and His Holy Ghost living. But I say, the grace of God is teaching us we've got to deny this world. Too much of the world in me, much of the love of the world in us. Praise God. Little John said, love not the world, neither the things of the world. He said, if the love of the world's in me, the love of the Father ain't in me.
Amen.
So we got to get rid of ungodly and worldly lust. And we got to live sober and righteous and godly in this present world. Praise Amen. God. I'd like to see our churches, Tim, everywhere begin to rise up, full of the power of God,
Amen.
To the lost people. Can sit on the pew that have to slide in at all. Or sinners outside would have to come in. You know, Jesus said, ain't no man can come to me. He can't come to the Father except the Spirit draws them.
Amen.
So there got to be some spirit of moving in the house of God.
Amen.
Well, children, I tell you, Jesus is just as life. He's very much alive, and He's alive forevermore. And because He lives, you and I have life.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. So we need to turn to God. We need to remember where we're at, where we used to be, what kind of churches we used to have, the drawing, the anointing. Oh, the Lord was there, and people felt like, brother, when they felt like they were something wrong, and they couldn't touch the Lord the way they used to, they'd slide in that altar with tears of flowing down their faces, of crying out, Lord, if I fail you, forgive me, Lord, and help me to be in your will.
Amen.
A lot of them even throw the altars away. They don't want an altar prayer. But we need an altar. We need a nation and a people, praise God, that will turn back to the Lord and ask God to have mercy upon our souls. Because without Him, we're nothing. Praise God. But through Him, Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. So the message is, and it ought to be all over this world, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Look what the shape that our world is in. Look at the dying and the crying. Hallelujah, across our land. And our country, hallelujah, man can't fix it.
Amen.
Man will never fix it. But praise God, I know a God that said that my people that's called by my name would humble himself and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I'll hear from on heaven. I'll heal you, land, all your needs. Where is God's people at that will humble ourselves and pray and turn this thing around?
Praise the Lord.
He's well able.
Amen.
He ain't lost one bit of His power. People may have lost faith.
Amen.
I started out a couple of nights ago, two or three, where Jesus spoke it and said, have faith in God.
Amen.
And doubt not in your heart, but believe when you call on His name. Whatever you say, if you say to that sycamore tree, be thou plucked up, be removed, and whatever you say, He said, it'll come to pass if we doubt not in our heart,
yes.
But believe. Remember Abraham offered up his son. Praise God, he said, me and the lad will go yonder
and sacrificed and will come again. And the word of God said he's tired out at the promises of God through doubt or unbelief, but he was fully persuaded that whatever God promised, he was able to do it.
Yes.
Do we believe he's still able?
Amen.
Look at the miracles. The little Peter, John and him, they was in that upper room, got filled up with the Holy Ghost. They started into the temple to pray. What's the hour of prayer? And a little crippled man sat there from his mother's womb. Crippled, couldn't walk. Legs been all out of shape. Hallelujah. Peter and them looked on him and said, fashion your eyes upon us. And he looked on Peter and John, expecting to receive something of them. But Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but as such as I have, get out of me in the name of Jesus. What have we got to give to this lost and dying world?
Come on, brother.
Pat on the back and say, brother, it'll be all right. It will be all right if you got Jesus.
Amen.
If you got him, everything. I hear him sing that song, Sister Betty. I got a feeling everything will be all right. Because Jesus is in control. But Peter said, look on us. He fastened his eyes on them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, I ain't got no money to give you. No silver and gold have I got to give you. But such as I have, I give them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up. When Paul come, he said, I don't come to you with excellency of speech or enticing words of man's wisdom. But how did he come? He said, I come in a demonstration of the Spirit and of the power that your faith might not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
Praise
Woo! Lord. We need power with the Lord.
Amen.
Peter had power. Somebody said, oh, Peter, told me a man, told me, said, oh, Peter denied it. He did. But brother, I tell you, he went out and wept bitterly. He was sorry. He repented. He repented in his strongs. And the Lord filled him. Hallelujah. Brother, he'll fill people
Amen.
With the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. If people would repent from which they're falling and turn back to their first love, he'll heal your land. He'll meet your needs. Peter got him but a hand. Little guy above 40 years old and never walked. Peter said, silver and gold, I don't have any. But such as I have, I'll give it in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. I'll tell you the power of God hitting him. Ankle bones that never been straightened. Feet that never took a step. Begin to be straightened. And the word said, he went into that temple, a-leaping and shouted, woo, and a-praising God. I'll tell you, we need to believe the scriptures. We need to believe the word of God. They begin to run up on him and look on him. Peter said, why do you look on us so earnestly? It ain't by us. This man stands here before you, hope. But said, it's by that man you builders rejected. Oh, how many people is rejecting him today? He's calling. He's knocking. He's
Amen.
Stretching out his arms. Jesus is to whosoever will let him come. But they're rejecting him and turning him away. They're setting him aside and pushing him back. But friend, it's time to turn our hearts to God and remember from where we fell.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, he said it ain't by our holiness. This man is standing here, but it's by that man you builders rejected. You said it when not, you unhappy. And through faith in him, this man has perfect soundness in the presence of y'all. You know they run upon Peter and the boys. So I get ready to hush. Praise God and let some of these guys testify. But they run upon some of them and looked on them. Hallelujah. And they marveled at them. But they took knowledge of them that they'd been with Jesus.
Amen.
You know, without Jesus, we can't do nothing. But through him, we're more than an overcomer.
Amen.
We're more than a conqueror. Through him, we can stand.
Yeah.
It wasn't Peter's holiness, but they marveled and marveled at him, took knowledge he'd been with Jesus. That's where it's all at. How much of Jesus we got in us? How much have we been with him? Is his anointing abiding in us? Are we dead? Praise God, son's twice dead.
Amen.
Plucked up by the roots. But I got to say it again. He ain't a God of the dead. He's a God of the living. Hallelujah. Church and I, when you get Jesus, you just start living. Praise God, John and them seen Jesus. Praise God, all the patents, word of God, testimonies. They seen Jesus. Said his head and his hair was white. White like wool, white as snow. And old John the Revelator said, I fell down at his feet as dead. But said he laid his right hand on me and said, fear not, John. He said, I'm Alpha. I'm Omega. I'm the beginning. I'm the end. I am he that liveth and was dead. But he said, behold, I'm alive and I'm alive forevermore. And because he lives, you and I live also.
Praise the Lord.
We got him, we got life.
Amen.
He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son has not life.
Amen.
So look to Jesus. Try to stir you people. Try to stir the church. Get on fire that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost power will be there to draw lost people when they come in.
Amen.
A lot of them so dead. Brother, ain't enough power to draw them to the altar when they come in.
Right.
Hallelujah. But he said, I would. She was cold or hot, but nevertheless, you lukewarm. He said, I spew you. You know, let's get on fire for God. Wherever you are, whoever you are, praise God, even Paul made a statement. He said, if I sing, I'm going to sing in the Spirit. If I pray, I'll pray in the Spirit. Whatever you do, let's do it in the Spirit and the power of a resurrected Savior. That's alive. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back, Sister Ben. Hallelujah. Good to be here with you today. Pray for us.
Thank you, Glory.
Brother Miles, I'm going to get this other one on here, and then I'm going to let you obey the Lord.
All right, sir.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Sister Betty, this is Brother William from Barnell, from Barnell Full Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have Brother Miles obey the Lord, and then you can obey him right behind him.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Brother Miles.
Praise God. You know, it's hard to follow preaching like that. Because it's like usual. He preached about everything I had. Me and him seem like we stay on the same track because we got the same God. And the same Spirit that lives in him lives in me. And, you know, that's what people, you know, it says in verse 17 there, said, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And glory to God. Do you know that when you truly repent, and I'm talking about break down, give up everything to God, just for the hope of receiving him in your life, that Holy Ghost will come in, you know. But I'm talking about when you really repent of everything. Repent means turn away from sin and turn to God and start living for him and make a new life and a new start that's clean and holy before God.
Living in a way
hallelujah, unto God, a meat for his use, glory to God. Because repentance,
come on, brother, come on,
it's living it once you repent. Glory to God. And it said right here, glory to God, in chapter 3 of Matthew, verse 11, John was talking. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me, he's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. When Jesus comes into your life, you truly repent and you give it all up for the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. You'll receive the Holy Ghost. People tell me, oh, you got to think at it. You got to find it. You got to prepare. I got news for you. What you got to do is truly repent. Glory to God. They took me down to the creek, and when they baptized me, a Baptist preacher baptized me. I come up out of the water shouting and speaking in tongues, scared the I'd begun a new life. I truly repented. I let God have it all. I turned my life over to him, and it made a difference, folks. And glory to God, I'm going to tell you this. It don't matter where you've been. Glory to God. You can find your way back to God. You can find it right now. If you truly repent of the sins you've done, they can be taken away and blotted out. And you can start this life as a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, glory to God. Tonight we're talking about really repenting, about giving it all up for God. And I thought about what it said. Praise God, in John 12, he talked about, you know, how he comes down here and he's speaking to people. And he said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He said, you believing in the Father, I'm the Word that the Father spoke. That's what the Bible said. Jesus was the Word of God made flesh and dwelt among us. Glory to God. Jesus is the Word. The Word is what breaks your heart when you hear it and breaks the It brings you to them knees. Glory to God. Find that place. They don't care if you have to get out in the woods, wherever you have to go. Praise God. But get on your knees and find that spot in your heart that's made for God and repent of everything you've done and let him clean your life. Tonight is the time. Now is the hour and the day of glory to God, because he went on and said this. He said, if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not.
Come on.
For I came not to
judge
the world, but to save the world. He didn't come down here to judge you and say, well, you've done too much sin. I can't forgive you. You've done this, and I'm not going to forgive you that. He said he'd forgive everything but blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. But he did say this. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, he hath one that judges him, the Word.
Come on.
Hallelujah. The same shall judge him in the last day. The Word of God itself will rise up against you. Glory to God. That's why these make-believe and get in church, glory to God, and they'll never move. They're like a knot on a log. But if you know anything about how they used to make timber, they cut the timber, carry it to the sawmill, them knots is cut off that log. They're not kept. They're thrown away, glory to God. And if you sit there like a knot on a log with no spirit, no Holy Ghost, no anointing, glory to God, you can go to church and worship God like it said. It's a place to go and to seek God, to really repent, to let him have it all, to turn loose and to give yourself to Almighty God. Serve him in spirit and in truth. The Bible tells us, glory to God, when he's talking to the woman at the well, he said, the Father seeketh such to worship him that'll worship him in the spirit and in the truth. And today, they don't even know what the spirit is.
That's right, brother. Come on. Tell
the spirit's gone. Crazy. They don't do that no more. All the gifts are gone. They left with the apostles. I've been to them churches, and they're dried up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And that's all they do. The Spirit of God has got to be in you. They've said my favorite verse.
Mom.
That if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. Fool yourself. Deceive yourself.
Yes. That's him, Lord.
You'll find out. That's
come on, brother.
Just like he said, they're going in a pit.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's an unquenchable fire. Hallelujah. He said, well, glory. And it's coming on all them that reject the Lord.
Yeah.
There's a day coming when they're going to regret not listening, not reading, not studying the Word.
Amen.
Not
I agree, brother.
Word,
I agree.
Not living the Word, but going their own
yes.
way and thinking I'm okay because I repented one time and asked God to forgive me. But you can't
yep.
live any way you want, friend. Glory to God. I thought about what he's talking about over there. On the day of Pentecost, every one of them had run off and left Jesus. You know, when he got taken, Peter stood outside by the fire, see if he could see what's going on.
Yeah.
When they accused him of knowing Jesus, he denied him three times. Glory to God. He didn't have nothing in him that would stand. You don't know why you can't stay with God? I'm going to tell you tonight. Praise God. There's a Holy Ghost that was given. And you preachers that refuse to say it and put Holy Spirit in his place, you deny the power of God in your own life. You are lying to your people and you're deceiving them.
Yeah.
And you're keeping them from the very thing that they need to sanctify their soul. Glory to God. We
that's
got
right.
to have that yeah. Spirit of Christ. Without
amen.
It, you can't stand against
amen.
What's happening today in this world. They're trying to kill everything of God out. But God
oh, yeah.
forever,
I agree.
I don't serve a dead God. I serve one with power.
No.
One that can save us.
Live. Hallelujah.
In this hour, in this time, right now, when we need him more than ever, our country is falling apart. The world is falling
glory.
Apart. They're trying to move into something that don't have no God in it. They're wanting us to go and believe whatever they say is the truth. But I'm telling you, a pack of lies will send you to hell with them. You better not believe it. Stand on the word.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's what it says over in 1 Peter. Glory to God. Woo. It's
glory.
Bless
you, brother.
First Peter said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. And here's one going to hit a lot of people. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Said, if any of you suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God on this day. If we suffer as a Christian, we got a spirit in us that'll rise up, and that fire we're baptized with, it'll just burn. Glory to God. We don't give up and give out because it's not us doing it. Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. Glory to God. That's how you go forward. That's how you walk clean. That's how when this world tempts you with everything out there, you can turn your head and look back to Christ, and you know you're on the right road. Glory to God. I just posted yesterday. I said, glory to God. Today, you know, if the woke crowd don't like it, they try to cancel you.
Yeah.
If Facebook don't like what you say, they'll take your stuff off. Glory to God. But I'd rather walk the road that go with the crowd that's going in the wrong direction. I know where I'm headed. I know who's ahead. I know that I got a spirit that'll take me through it all. I praise God tonight. Hallelujah. But praise God, you know, there's people falling for whatever the crowd says.
Yeah, come on.
That goes on and says this. It said, for the time is come. That's now, people. That judgment must begin at the house of God.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Begin
at us.
Of them that obey not
yeah.
the gospel. Glory.
Yeah.
Think about that a minute. Judgment's going to start with
Hallelujah.
Them. He knows them that are his. He knows them that have his spirit. Glory to God. And they will get up and testify.
Yeah, he knows them.
They'll stand up in a crowd and tell them about Jesus. They'll go to Walmart and pray for people. And them say you can't do it, but you just do it anyway. Because I don't serve Walmart. I don't serve the government. I serve Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I serve a living Savior. I serve one that if you'll truly repent, he'll give you of his spirit. He'll baptize you with a fire that won't never go out. Glory to God. Think about all them. Like I said, all the apostles.
Yeah.
They fell away and got scared and hid. He was in an upper room hiding from all the Jews, you know. And Jesus, glory to God, his spirit come down. Glory to God. Set on each one of them, cloven tongues of fire. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak with other tongues, just like a spirit. Glory to God. See, judgment is going to start in us. Have you got that spirit? Because if you do, I just don't think you can go to church for years and sit there on that bench and never move, never raise your hands, never scream out and serve
Come on.
Him, praising, giving him glory, shouting him. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Yeah, songs, God. Hallelujah. That they was dancing to the Lord. Well, praise God.
Yeah.
Dancing's not out of style. It's just who you got as a partner, friend. Praise God today.
Yeah.
This right here makes you feel so good down in your soul when you lay your head down at night and you're not worried about tomorrow. If it comes or if it don't, I'll be all right. I got one with me that'll carry me through. Like brother said, I'm more than a conqueror. Whatever comes, I can defeat it because it's not me, but Christ that liveth in me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It goes on, said it, the right scarcely be saved. Think what it's saying, people. If the righteous be saved. In other words, everybody that's claiming Jesus is not going to be saved. Because the Bible said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
You're not saved
yet.
We're forgiven. We're on our way home. Glory to God. We're saved from the sins we did before. But what we do now matters to God. What we do with it matters to God. Who we are to the world matters to God. What we show the world matters to God. What we say and do matters to God because he lives in here. I can't make him live in a junkyard. I can't make him live in a garbage dump. He wants it clean, pure, and holy.
Amen. Yeah, he wants it clean.
And you and me to keep that That's building the way God does. People's letting down. They let their guard down. There's a church.
Oh, you back
in
the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God. Used to be a pure Pentecost church. It was a church of God. They'd go in there and they'd shout. They'd speak in tongues.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody in church.
Yeah.
They'd speak running, shouting, little kids screaming, hollering Jesus, screaming for him. Glory to God. And now you go up there and they just sit. People.
That's it, brother.
They don't know that God has never changed. I went.
That's right.
People in that church, I asked him, I said, what do you got to preach to y'all to get you to move? He said, oh, we used to shout in here all the time. I looked at that man, I said, well, who do you think changed? You or God? And he just looked down there.
That's it. People did.
Because they need to know, bro, that glory to God, there's hope in Jesus. But when you leave him, glory to God, he's not a thief. He's not breaking into your heart. You got to invite him into your heart. You got to really repent of everything and give it to God, knowing that he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. But it says this. Where shall the ungodliness sinner appear? Have you thought about that, Lee? Where are you going to be in the day of judgment, in the hour of Christ, when he comes upon this world to give us final judgment? He's not coming back as a lamb. He's coming back as a lion, this fact. He's coming back to judge this world by his word. Glory to God. And where he was talking about there in chapter 2 of Revelation, under the church of Ephesus, he told them, said, he knows everything about them. He knows their works and their labor, their patience, and how they cannot bear them which are evil. Said, but nevertheless, I got somewhat against you. You've left your first love. You
amen.
Have not.
Come on.
I come
yes,
up. I've seen them in church. They would shout. They'd get up, praise God. You'd see them in town. They was always praising God. And all of a sudden, it's like they run into a ice cream freezer, and it just got so cold that it just died out of them. They left their first love.
Amen.
Something else drawed their eyes away, drawed their heart to something in this world, and they let go of their first love, which is Jesus Christ, the Savior, the
yes,
one who died for us. He's our first love, folks. That's before your wife, your kids, yourself, or anybody else should be Jesus. Glory to God. But see, they let go of it. And he said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. And here's that word again.
Yeah.
And repent. And do the
repent.
First word. Or else I come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place. Except
yeah.
now
yes.
repent.
Yeah.
Do you think he won't move ours? People think that we're so holy because we go to church and pay tithes, never move and do nothing, never let God have his way. But we're just so holy that God don't overlook that. And we can just be at church and not be part of the church and not belong to Jesus. But if we're there, we're good enough to make it. That's what's going on today. Just like the one on TV that preaches, there's many ways that lead to God. I got news for you. He's a liar. The Bible said Jesus said,
yes.
I'm the way. The way means that's the only one. I'm the way,
yeah.
the life, and the truth. And no way coming to the Father but by me. When
well,
you repent, you're repenting because God has drawn you to Jesus. And when he does, you need to truly repent and let go of everything. Give it to him. He's fully able to clean you up and take it away. Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen.
I know about when he talked over the church of the Laodiceans, praise God, chapter 3 there. He was talking to them. That's where he said, I know your works. You're neither cold
yeah.
or hot. I would that word
yeah.
cold or hot. He's wishing
yeah.
we're cold or hot. Because if you're cold, you've never come to Jesus. And you can repent and come in. Or if you're hot, you're on fire for God. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. You're speaking in the authority of God. You got power to just Satan, to lead stuff along. You can pray and see your prayers come to pass. Because your faith is fashioned in one that can do the job. And I'll get it done. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he wants us to be one or the other. But he said, because they're lukewarm, just like he said,
yeah.
cold nor hot, I spew thee out of my
yeah.
mouth. And here's what it says.
Amen.
Because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Boy, they're in bad shape, folks. And it's just like these sitting in the churches right now today that think they've got everything lined up with God and they've never even fully repented and turned loose of everything where they could receive the Holy Ghost. I've talked to people, they say, I've been seeking
Amen.
The Holy Ghost for 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah,
and I still ain't got it. Well, then something you didn't let go of because God's not a liar. And he said, if you repent, and get that new respect for the Holy Ghost. Not many days. Glory to God. That's what he said. Well, they ain't doing it. Go glory to God.
Good word,
I
brother.
Think about
good
how they're, the thing that they're doing is they're so blind right now that they can't see the way of God because they're looking at their way. They're looking at, this is how I like
Amen.
To live. This is how I like to worship. I just like to listen to the preacher and get into the singing.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I can go home and praise God then. Praise God. You ought to do it right there in the church. You ought to do it at Walmart. You ought to do it in the parking lot. If he hits you with a shout, shout. It's in season, glory to God.
Yeah.
Right now it's time. People need to see the glory of God shining out of you. Because right now this world is being plunged into darkness. Right now, today,
yeah.
this world is dying. It's lost. It's undone without a Savior in their lives. Glory to God. Our children are falling in the hands of the teachers and the ones in college, the professors, that's teaching them everything that's ungodly. Everything is wrong. Everything is a lie. They're teaching them to hate each other. Your skin color is different, so you're not no good, or your skin color is different. And they've been abusing you all your life. You just didn't know it. People, I got news for you. God's colorblind. He don't see no difference in none of us, because the only thing he's looking on is your heart condition. What heart condition you got tonight? But praise God. The doctors can't diagnose it, but praise God, Jesus can. He knows if you give your whole heart to it. He'll understand. But glory to God. If you come to him and say, Lord, I thought I was all right, but I need your spirit to guide me, to teach me, to show me what I need to do. Shine a light for my feet to not walk in darkness. God, I need you every day. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He tells you plainly right here in verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And that's when he said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up to me, I'll come into it. I sup with him, him with me. I praise God tonight. He'll come into you, friend. I'm telling you, people tell me, brother, you just don't know what all I've done. I've come too far. I've done too much. I just don't think I can be forgiven. Praise God. That's the devil whispering in your ear. You listening to the wrong ear. Getting to the other side where Jesus is saying, I love you. I died for you. I give my life for you. I bled on Calvary for you. I made a way. I rose from the dead, and I conquered death for you. A glory to God. He's waiting now for somebody to have a gumption enough to get down and say, devil, you're a liar, and Jesus loves me. I'm going to call out on his name, and I'm going to be changed. I'm going to receive the spirit that he promised us. Because right here's what it says. All you people that think you can't be saved, let me read this to you. Chapter 7 in Matthew, starting at verse 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you.
Yes.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock. Mm-hmm. And it shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
For everyone that asketh, receive it. He that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Friend, salvation is just a prayer away. Real salvation, really receiving the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, moving in your life, a showing example of Jesus wherever you go, because Christian is meaning Christ-like. Are you a Christian tonight, or are you claiming the title unworthy of it? Glory to God. Being a Christian means you got to be like Jesus. You got to love everybody. You got to be willing to give yourself to them and to help them. Glory to God. But today, it's me. They're always after their self. They're interested in what they want, what they love. What I need this. I got to have this. Glory to God. If you get Jesus, the other things is called blessings, friend. You receive the thing. It tells you in Philippians 4:19 that God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, you're not going to get the blessings of God. You may get the cursings of God. You may get the strippings of God, because it said, I rebuke and chasten those I love. Well, he loved us all enough to die for us. And glory to God, he's a jealous God. He don't want you serving the devil. He wants you to serve him. He wants you to trust. He wants you to truly repent and come to know him as your Savior. Because it's time. America, you need to listen. Glory to God. Those in these big companies, Google, Facebook, all them, you don't need to kill out the Word of God. You need to move up to it. Hallelujah. Because you know that is the only thing going to save this nation. It's the only thing going to save this world is to come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, where we don't see colors, where we don't see races, where we don't see a different nationality, but we see Christians everywhere we go, people that love each other, love God, give themselves for each other. Praise God.
Yes.
Just like it was on 9/11. Praise God. They ran into them towers because people was in need, and a lot of them got killed. They give their life for them others to get them out of there, to help people. And that's what Jesus said for us. Praise God. Give your life means live for Christ, to help somebody else. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's so many today that's walking around out here that has fully got the idea from their preacher that they are just fine. You come on, altar. You got down in that altar, and I told you, repeat after me, and I said a prayer for you of repentance. And you repeated it. So you get up, and he says, oh, look at here. They got saved, and they never even asked him to forgive them.
Come on.
Repentance, folks. That's being fooled. That's a charlatan or trying to get money or something from him because he's not after your soul. Because you got to say that prayer yourself. You got to pray to God to forgive me, Lord. I have let you down. I have lived in sin. I have walked in darkness. I've not been a light to nobody, including myself. But from this moment on, Lord, I repent. I turn from that wickedness. I rebuke sin in my life. I need to walk that straight narrow path that you've set before me. I need the guiding hand of the Holy Ghost in my life, Lord. Go, glory to God. I'm crying out, Jesus, forgive me, Lord. Friend, he'll be there.
Yes.
And it don't matter what time of day or night, when your heart breaks to God, God's going to be listening. He's there to lift you up, to help you out of that ditch you fell into. Glory to God. You know, we don't mean to sin. I don't mean to do wrong. Had a preacher preach the other day. He said, I make mistakes every day and have to ask God to forgive me. I'm going to tell you something. After a while, they ain't mistakes no more. They're choices, just like I said. But praise God, because you don't make mistakes every day. I turned from sin. I repented of sin and from sin where I could walk like Jesus. I can be perfect in him. I can't be perfect in me, but I can be perfect in him. Glory to God. If you let him lead you, you talk what Jesus gives you. You do what Jesus says. You go where Jesus sends you. Praise God. You won't have to live in sin. You don't have to worry about repenting every day of something you made a mistake in. If you live for him, he'll live in you.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it's about. Repent is about a change that's made in us.
Yeah.
It goes on and says, it says, what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? He said, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more so your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Praise God. I tell you this. God don't know his plan. That's what it says over our glory to God in Jeremiah. And he went to the potter's house. And he seen that potter. He was working on one. And it was marred in his hand. He just put it up there and made it over again. That's what Jesus does to us, friend. When we come, the Holy Ghost comes inside us. Praise God. And he starts molding us over in the image of Christ on the inside. A man that's cleaned up, pure, and living holy before God, walking in a clean way, not a filthy way, not thinking like he did, not looking at things like he did, not believing like he did. But we walk in knowledge of God, the knowledge that we're never alone. We don't have to walk this world alone. We don't have to walk in weakness. But just like Paul said, I come in the demonstration of your power. He told the Corinthians, I didn't come to hear you puffed up words about how close you are to God and what all God says to you. I come to see your power. Because if you've got Jesus, friend, you're not a weakling anymore. You got somebody on your side, just like when David fought that Goliath. Hallelujah, God. Just a rock in the plane. And that giant fell. Well, what giant have you got that you can't overcome? With Jesus, you don't have a one. Without him, friend, you're going to be cast down. And I'm telling you this right now. If you're in a church that's like the brother said, and they don't believe in the Holy Ghost, they don't believe in the gifts of God, you need to find one that does. You need to get back to the Pentecostal way of praise God, holiness way, holiness living, glory to God, where you can get up and speak in tongues. If God moves on you, ain't nobody going to judge you for it. If you can get up and shout it,
right.
God says, you can get up and run. If that's what God says, do, you're going to edify somebody. That's what it's about. You can get up and testify, and that testimony will move on somebody's heart and bring them to that altar. That's what we're there for. We come to see the lost saved. We come to see God's will be done in our lives first and in others next. Glory to God. We got to be a light to this world because darkness is overtaking us. The shadow of darkness in this world right now. The shadow of darkness is coming.
But your light shine.
You are the light of the world. We are the ones that have to shine the light. And glory to God, it don't matter how rough things get. I cannot be changed. I have a made-up mind, a made-up heart. My soul is set on heaven. I got a home up there, folks. Glory to God. It's beyond all compare. We got nothing down here. That's lacking. We ain't got nothing down here. And our compare, well, what's over yonder? Hallelujah. And the only way to get there is to truly repent. Give yourself unto God. Let Jesus come inside you. Because without his spirit, you're none of his. The Holy Ghost has to come inside.
Glory.
It tells you when he talked to Nicodemus, unless you're born of the water and the Spirit, you'll in no wise enter the kingdom of God.
Right.
We got to be born of that Spirit. They tell you all that went away. Well, if it went away, we'd be gone. Because he said, I won't leave you comfortless. And my God can't lie. So don't lie on him. Hallelujah. That's the way I feel about it, preachers. Don't lie on God. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. If he took the Holy Ghost out, we'd be gone too. Us that believe and are praising God in all that we do, we'd be gone too. So don't say that. I know when we repent and truly repent that God is with us from then on. And praise God, he's with me now. I felt him so strong. Brother Don was preaching. He was preaching, I was shouting. I had sweat running off of me. But you know what? That's what it's like. When you hear somebody's got God and the anointing's coming through them, that's what it's all about. That's what you need to be. You can't be that way to nobody without the Holy Ghost in you. That's the anointing of God. That's the anointing of our Savior. Without it, how are you going to get somebody to repent? It's not going to move on nobody's soul. And it ain't going to change that. We can't do it on our own.
No, it takes him.
We can do all
the hope of glory.
Jesus Christ, which strengthens us. And
Bless
without
you,
him, you may be in a church and been in it 30 years tonight, 40 years, but you're not saved until you receive what he's got for you. You're not living it like you should until you get the gift of God inside you. You're a hollowed out thing if you got no sin in you. But you also don't have no fire in you. You also don't have no spirit in you. And without them, you can't get in anyway. Because that's what Jesus came down to baptize us with, was the Holy Ghost and fire. The fire is what lights us up in front of this world. The fire is what keeps us warm when the world's coming against us and trying to freeze us out. But we stay warm because there's a fire God that burns inside us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like Jeremiah, he didn't want to speak no more for God. But he said, I can't shut up. And the fire is shut up in my bones. It's got to come out. Glory to God. That's how we are. We ought to be that fire for God right now that lights this world up and shows them there is a better way to live. There's a better way to get through this world than sitting and going for everything that comes back.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord today. I just want to say he is good to this moment. You know what it took, though? I had to really repent. I thought I had done it before. I thought I was living for God. And one night he woke me up in the middle of the night and said, I'm going to call you one more time. I'd been resisting to calling to do what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to preach.
Hallelujah.
I didn't feel like I was capable or able or had what it took. I didn't have the right stuff. I wasn't enough, big enough. I couldn't do it. And I got down praying that night. And I said, God, what do you mean you're going to call me one more time? And he said, you go to the altar and I'll tell you. Now, buddy, when church then we went to that altar. I told my wife, you just said if you want to, I've got to go pray. I went up there and prayed, and the Spirit of God fell on me, and I went to crying like I'd never cried before. Now, my heart was broke. I'd let God down. Friend, I stayed in that altar, and I repented. I repented over again. I thought I was done ready. Glory to God. But I hadn't done what he wanted. I had to really repent. I had to let it all go. I had to give it to him. Whatsoever you'll have me do, Lord, I'm willing. I'll go. Just like glory to God. Isaiah said, who will I send? He said, me, Lord. Send me. That's what I told God. If you got something for me to do, send me. And glory to God, from that day on, I got blessed by God. I've led a charm life, see.
Hallelujah.
He's carried me through every trouble, every trial, every tribulation. And friend, he just wants you to get his arms where he can carry you to. You may be one of the world's put down and thrown away and kicked to the side. God's not thrown you away yet. All you got to do is call his name. It's Jesus.
That's it. All along his name.
It's that confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised you from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. He's just waiting on you to call. He's waiting on to hear from your heart and not your mouth. And that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to let that mouth, glory to God, may have to be quiet and let your heart speak to God. And then wait and see if he'll talk back. Because he'll speak back to you. He'll let your heart know what he wants. He is a good and a mighty God. And he loves you tonight.
Amen.
And if we've said anything to help you, get down tonight and really repent. See what a difference it makes in your life. You may have to switch churches. You may have been going there 40 years. But I'm going to tell you something. Go where God leads you. Don't go just because you got friends there. Go where
That's
God
it.
Leads you. And you'll have more than friends. You'll have a God with you that'll never depart from you. He said he'd stick closer to you than a brother. So, friend, trust God tonight. Let him have his way. I love all of you, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Debbie.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miles. Thank you for coming on and obeying God. Brother Willie, go ahead and obey God.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a good word right there. The brothers preach the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we got, amen, praise the Lord. That's what it's about, repentance. They got to be repentant. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what... When Jesus, John the Baptist preached, Jesus Christ preached, and the disciples preached, and I believe it's a message today. You know what we got to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to preach repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the Bible, I will begin in verse 12, Matthew 4:12. And now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. And live at Nazareth, he come and dwell in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, and the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. That it may be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them we said in the region and shadow of death, light is spring up. And 17 says, from the time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, and it's like right there in verse 16, says, the people we sit in darkness, and that's what it is today, as people sit in darkness. This world is in darkness today. As we preach and we talk about it, amen, praise the Lord. Because everybody, amen, praise the Lord, one time they were saved, one time they went to church, one time they preached, one time they teach, one time they used to sing, one time they used to do this, they used to do that, and they sat down, amen, praise the Lord, just think about what they done. But that's not what people done, that's what people's doing. Amen, praise the Lord. People have got to repent. I mean, what people backslid, what people don't do what they used to do because they need to repent. This is repentance, amen, praise the Lord. And that's something that has not been preached in the church like they need to preach. You know, a lot of people say, well, I cannot preach repentance all the time. But you know, like I said, and when Jesus Christ found out that John the Baptist was in prison, he got up and started preaching repentance. The same message that John the Baptist preached, Jesus was preaching, repentance, amen, praise the Lord. And that's the message today. It's the message today that to repent, to people to repent for the wicked ways, to repent, amen, praise the Lord, and come back Christ. Come back, amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, praise the Lord, a lot of people get to comfort, amen, praise the Lord. But they got so many people that they said, then it's, well, you come to church Sunday morning, bring your cards, and you're fine. No, that's not fine, amen, praise the Lord. If you love God and you be really repent, you want to be in the house of the Lord daily. Mm-hmm. You want to be in the house on Sunday morning, and every time, amen, praise the Lord, because there's the house of God. It's like you love somebody. You love somebody. You want to go see them. You want to talk to them. You want to see them daily. It's the same thing with in the house of God, amen, praise the Lord. When you love God, you want to go to his house. You want to go praise him. You want to glorify. I know we can praise God everywhere. I know there's no special place, amen, praise the Lord. But you come together with God's family, amen, praise the Lord, and worship him. Amen, praise the Lord, in the spirit and the true, amen, praise the Lord, and come to real repentance, amen, praise the Lord, and see that God is real, amen, praise the Lord. There's so many fake people today, so many people, so many prophets that say they are prophets of God. They don't even know what God is and who he is, amen, amen, praise the Lord. So many people tell them, amen, praise the Lord, they're trying to confess they know Jesus Christ, and they don't know who Jesus Christ is. Amen, praise the Lord. I know a lot of people say, well, I believe in God, but they don't live in for him. If you believe in God, you believe in him. You will live for him. You walk for him, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what the message is in 17, from the time Jesus began to preach. See, when Jesus began to preach, amen, praise the Lord, he preached for 3 years and a half, and the 3 years and a half, he preached repentance. He preached repentance every time, amen, praise the Lord. So he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. And you know what? I believe there's the same message that he was preaching. We need to preach because the kingdom of God is at hand right now. Now, Jesus Christ is soon coming. He's coming. Every prophecy is being fulfilled. Every word of God is being fulfilled, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to know, amen, praise the Lord, that he is coming, amen, praise the Lord. And he is at the door. You know, every time, amen, praise the Lord, that God destroyed the world or part of the world, amen, praise the Lord, he looked down and he saw the destruction. He saw sin, amen, praise the Lord. And he, amen, praise the Lord, he destroyed the world with a flood, amen, praise the Lord. The next time he destroyed the world, amen, praise the Lord, with Sodom and Gomorrah, he looked down and he saw the sin was in Sodom and Gomorrah, and he destroyed that, amen, praise the Lord, because people did not repent. People, amen, praise the Lord, that God deal with him, God talked to them. Abraham was for sure. He said, look, God, if you have found faith in righteousness in Sodom and Gomorrah, well, you know the story. God said, yes. If you find faith in righteousness, because God knew there were no faith in righteousness. God knew there were no 45. God knew there were no 20. God knew there were 5 righteous. There was only 3 righteous, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because he looked down. Let me tell you something. Next time that God looked down onto this world and he will see all the things that are going on right now, all the killing babies, amen, praise the Lord, all the sins and going to and fro, amen, praise Lord, the masses, amen, praise the Lord, in the country, the leaders that we have, they will live in God, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You know what? God is going to look down and he's going to look to the right hand and he's the son, go give my children, say, amen, praise the Lord. Go give my children, praise the Lord. Because we look at them, praise the Lord, as sin on the left and sin on the right, amen, praise the Lord. And God is, I believe God is getting tired of this, amen, praise the Lord. But because God is dealing with people, the message. And that's why we got to preach repentance, because, amen, praise the Lord, people got to repent. You know what? If people repent, God will not destroy America. If the people repent, God will not destroy this world, amen, praise the Lord. If the people repent, amen, praise the Lord, God, hallelujah, amen, praise the Lord, they got to be repentance, amen, praise the Lord. You know, in Mark chapter 4.
Lord, same Jesus.
In Mark chapter 4. Amen. And 14, amen, praise the Lord. This is what Mark chapter 1 and 14. Amen, praise the Lord. And this is what Jesus said. This is what the word of God said. Mark chapter 1 and 14 said, now, after the John was put in prison, Jesus came unto Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that's the thing about it is we got to convince people that got to believe the gospel, because there's only one gospel, amen, praise the Lord. Paul said in the book of Corinthians, I believe, chapter 13, he said, if I or anybody else, if an angel from heaven comes to preach and comes to you preaching of the gospel that what we have preached, do not accept it, amen, praise the Lord. Do not accept it because it's one gospel, amen, praise the Lord. And so many people have made so many gospels. So many people made so many religions. So many people have made different faiths. But there's only one faith. There's only one gospel. There's one, only one God and one Savior, amen, praise the Lord, and one Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. And therefore, they say, amen, praise the Lord, we got to believe, amen, and we got to believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord. Because then three is one, amen, praise the Lord, work together. Amen, praise the Lord, and we got to believe, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, people got to repent. They got to come to repentance, amen, praise the Lord. Accept Jesus Christ, amen, praise the Lord. And come from the wicked ways, amen, praise the Lord. And come from the wicked ways, amen, praise the Lord. So, amen, praise the Lord. And Matthew, we go back to Matthew chapter 3. Amen, praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 3, and this is Jesus 3:1, and that day come John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, how many times that we can say repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. And I believe as the next time Jesus Christ is coming, amen, praise the Lord, he's not going to be born in the with the animals. He's not going to come to be crucified. He's not going to come to be beat up, amen, praise the Lord. But he come in the clouds, amen, praise the Lord, to take the church. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And now we got to be ready. There ain't going to be time for people to repent. That's why we got to praise the Lord, preach the gospel to, for people to repent today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation because tomorrow may never come. Think about it. A lot of people say, well, I repent in my dad's bed, but let me tell you something. God did not promise that. Amen, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, praise the Lord, if you hear his voice, harden your hearts. Amen, praise the Lord. Like in the days of provocation, your father's hard their heart. Amen, praise, and they was consumed. Then, and let me tell you something. People do not believe that God is going to consume their people, that God is going to destroy this world, amen, praise the Lord, with fire. A lot of people say, how can God destroy so many people? Because people's rejecting God. People refusing to serve in God. Amen, praise the Lord. They love darkness rather than light. Amen, praise the Lord. They'd rather be in darkness. Amen, praise the Lord. They walk in the light. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what he said, praise the Lord. Him, amen, praise the Lord. And come to him, amen, praise the Lord. You know, I know your brother's already told the scripture in the book of Revelation. Amen, praise the Lord. He told us, I stand at the door and knock. If you let me come in, I will come in and stop with you. And that's what Jesus is saying on the doors right now. And the doors, people's door hard, amen, praise the Lord. And knocking, he said, let me come in. Can I come in? I come stop with you, amen, praise the Lord. But you know what? One day it's going to turn around. And one day people still going to stay in his door. And Jesus' door, he said, Lord, can I come in? He's going to say, depart from me. You workers of iniquity. I have never seen you. You reject me. You ashamed of me in front of your friends. And now I'm ashamed of you in front of my father and my and the angels. Amen, praise the Lord. And remember, therefore, we got to repent. We got to repent. You know, the saddest scripture in the Bible where they say, where the sisters going to tell them, depart from me. You workers of iniquity. Depart from me. You know, so many people are thinking they're going to heaven. So many people, they say, well, I'm going to heaven no matter what. I'm going to heaven no matter what. But they ain't living for God. They're living like the devil, and they're still thinking they're going to go to heaven. No, if people got to repent, because they got to be holy. Amen, praise the Lord, because with the holiness, no man shall see God. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's no sin going into the kingdom of God. There's no sin going into the kingdom of God. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, once again, with that holiness, no man shall see God. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. There's got to be a repentance. There's got to be separation. Amen, praise the Lord, between God, between people and sin. Amen, praise the Lord. You know why? When Jesus Christ was in the cross, there was separation between Jesus and God the Father, because God the Father could not see sin. And God turned his back on Jesus because the sin was upon Jesus Christ. The sin of this world was upon him. And God the Father turned his back on his son because the sin of the world was upon him. Amen, praise the Lord. Why? Because God cannot look upon sin. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, there's no sin going to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, so many people that do this and do that, they stealing and cheating and commit adultery, fornication, and everything. Amen, praise the Lord. Man is living the man, women with women, and they say, well, we're going to go to heaven. Well, they got to repent. They got to come. Amen, praise the Lord. They got to be repent, Lord. You know, the Bible is talking about repentance from the book of the Genesis all the way to the Revelation. Has been, praise the Lord, God has been dealing with this with people, man, praise the Lord, that them is to repent. I mean, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
There's going to be no excuse today. There's not going to be an excuse. Only excuse the people's going to have, a preacher's no preacher repentance. I mean, praise the Lord. And that's not going to be the people's problem. That's going to be the preacher's problem because there are no preaching repentance. There are no tell them to separate from sin. There are no tell them, and praise the Lord, to come out from under this world. You separate people, man. And that's, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, it's praise the Lord. It's got to be repent with their repentance. Praise the Lord. People got to repent. People come out. Got to come out. They got people had to quit sinning, Lord. People had to quit sinning if they want to go to heaven. People don't have to quit. Amen, praise the Lord. Live like the devil. Live two double lives. Amen, praise the Lord. Well, they live one life in the church and they live not one life in the world. Amen, praise the Lord. God is not pleased with that. God is not pleased with that. Amen, praise the Lord. And God is not deal with it. If God is not deal with them, it's because they already been taught over to reprobate mind. Because the Spirit of God will deal with people. The Holy Ghost will deal with people. If the people live in two double lives, amen, praise the Lord, and they are not being convicted because they've already been taught over to reprobate mind. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, so if God is still dealing with him, you better heed to. You better repent. You better kind of go to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Forgive me for what had I done. And forgive me because I've been rejecting you. I've been rejecting the Son of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You reject the president. You reject the governor. You reject the king. You reject anybody you want. But you better not reject the Son of God. Amen, praise the Lord. Because he is the way. Amen, praise the Lord. He's the way for us to heaven. It's the way for us to escape. Praise the Lord. The wrath to come, the things to come upon this world. And we got to, praise the Lord, be separated. Amen, praise the Lord. We can call upon the name of the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people say, how can I repent? The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that God rose from the dead, they will shall be saved. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. All we got to do is say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for my transgression. Forgive me for my sin. And come unto my heart, and I receive you. And I want you to be the Lord of my life, the rest of my life. Let me tell you something. He will come in, amen, praise the Lord. And he will rule over you. Amen, praise the Lord. He will be your God, and you will be his son, or your daughter, or his daughter. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants to do, amen, praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. It's a benefit. There's so many benefits to serve God, amen, praise the Lord. God loves us so much, amen, praise the Lord. He's not asking for money. He's not asking, amen, praise the Lord, how much money you have in your pocket to be saved. They don't cost you nothing. I just thank God. They don't salvation cost me nothing. Then it costs nothing because I will never be saved. But Lord, thank God, hallelujah. All he wants us is come unto him. Come unto him, amen, praise the Lord. Come unto him, and praise the Lord, and confess our sins, amen, praise the Lord. And say, Lord, I'm here. I run from you. I hear from you. I've done everything, Lord. But I come to you running in the name of Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And he loves us. Jesus Christ is still with his extended arm. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Come on. Come on home. Come on, amen, praise the Lord, like the prodigal son, amen, praise the Lord. His daddy was looking for the prodigal son. When he saw, amen, praise the Lord, he ran unto him, amen, praise the Lord. He told his servants, amen, praise the Lord, go get him the ring and put the ring on his finger and give him a new garment, amen, praise the Lord. I tell you what, and that's what Jesus would do, amen, praise the Lord. He's standing looking for you. He's standing looking at there for you to come unto him, amen. He will run unto you, amen, praise the Lord, and he will clean you up. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter the sin that you have done, praise the Lord. He will forgive you, amen, praise the Lord, and he will put a new ring and your finger, amen, praise the Lord. He'll put your new garment, amen, praise the Lord, and he will sanctify, hallelujah. He will fill with the power of God if you let him, amen, praise the Lord, and praise the Lord, and he will give him invitation to go to heaven, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what I want for us to do, amen, praise the Lord, to be, praise the Lord, to be to him, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to go one more exclusion to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I guess everybody knows this description, but it's something that the God is this right here is the solution. This right here is the solution, and the solution for all the problems. Amen, praise the Lord. All the diseases that we have. Amen, praise the Lord. And I'm going to read verse 13. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence, there it is what we have today, a pestilence, among my people. But he does this what he said for this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then when I hear from heaven, and they will forgive their sin and will heal the land. So see, that's why. And when a lot of people say, well, I don't know how, you know, the thing about it is a sickness appears. There's a sickness, there's a disease up among the world, among the land. And then praise the Lord, but that's the one thing that God required for us to do. God will remove the COVID-19. God will remove all the sickness. It's his people. It's their people call upon his name and repent. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what call repentance. Amen, praise the Lord. We come unto him. We humble ourselves unto God and look him and praise the Lord and seek his face. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the face of God is not hard to find. Amen, praise the Lord. He's not throwing his faith from us. Amen, praise the Lord. We have thrown his faith from him. Amen, praise the Lord. If we seek his face, we will find him. Amen, praise the Lord. You know, the book of Isaiah says, praise the Lord, look him while he's found, because there will be times that we won't be able to find him. And once again, today is the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants his people to do. Amen, praise the Lord, to repent. To repent, amen, praise the Lord. Repent from this sickness. Repent. Amen, praise the Lord. I believe this country. I believe this world. They got to repent. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the leaders that's in the White House, they need to repent. Amen, praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what's a Democrat, Republican, whatever it is. Amen, praise the Lord. They need to repent and turn to God. Amen, praise the Lord. Turn to God, not to idols, not to Allah, not to Buddha, not to Mary, not to anybody else. But turn to God, amen, praise the Lord, and call upon his name and repent, hallelujah, repent from those sins, repent for their weakness, amen, praise the Lord, repent for all those things, amen, praise the Lord, they have done, amen, praise the Lord, repent for all the babies they have killed, amen, praise the Lord, repent for all the wicked ways, amen, praise the Lord, and God will hear, praise the Lord, God will hear, we will hear from heaven, amen, praise the Lord, and he will clean the land, amen, praise the Lord, and forgive the sins, hallelujah. It's nothing too hard for God. Amen, praise the Lord. It's only thing that he requires, praise the Lord, for people to repent, for people to talk my heart, I tell you, Lord, for people to call upon him. Amen, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord and call upon his name. Amen, praise the Lord. And God is ready. God is ready. Amen, praise the Lord to heal. Amen, praise the Lord. You know all the people that's done, all the people that's done with COVID, all the people that's suffering with this sickness. Amen, praise the Lord. If God is saying, looking and say, if my people is repent, and look at me, and look my people, if look at me, people, and look my face, and I will clean you, land. I will clean. Amen, praise the Lord. It's nothing too hard for God. It's nothing too difficult for God. But you know what? People coming and run against now one, so much hate. Amen, run against now one, so much bitterness, and run against now one, so much discrimination, so much, amen, praise the Lord, all confusion, amen, praise the Lord. And God said he's a repent. Repent for all those things, amen, praise the Lord. And I will heal the land. I will heal the land, amen, praise the Lord. It's hard to start. God is hard to start to heal the land. He wants, amen, praise the Lord. He wanted to do miracles. He wants his people to look upon him, amen, praise the Lord. He wants for us to depend on him. Depend on him. Say, God, you able to do this. I know you able to move this pestilence. I know God able to move these diseases. I know God, you able, amen, praise the Lord, to clean the land, amen, praise the Lord. But the people got to repent. People got to repent and call upon the name of the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's what God wants. I believe he's ready to do. He's ready to do. Because I believe he's been heard so many cries. So many people crying daily. So many people crying, Lord, heal my brother. Lord, heal my daddy. Lord, heal my sister. And so many people crying out daily. Amen, praise the Lord. Lord, pray the pastor. Pray for the pastor. Pray for everybody else. So many people got sick. Amen, praise the Lord. And one day he's going to look and say, Jesus, go get my children. Jesus, don't give my children, amen, praise the Lord. And we got to be ready. People got to repent. Because without repentance, no man shall see God. We got the people got to repent. We just thank God, praise the Lord, for the blessings. Hallelujah. We just thank God for what God is doing. And it's short, repent. Repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God and repent. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And now you thank God, praise the Lord. And I throw it over to Sister Betty. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for coming on, Brother Willie, and obeying the Lord. We're going to have Tim come here and sing a song, and then we're going to pray over the needs.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution thought I made. Take a prayer out of bowl, and it's all until our land. Yes, hallelujah. They order to take a bandit. From their side. But one question I want to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm for Jesus with all my life. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? He may think I'm strange to being the way I do.
I can rest
now. Different from this world, out of depth, oh, how to roll. Call me crazy or insane and tell me I'm not right. But one question I want to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm serving Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
Yes, hallelujah.
Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
I just remember me, I go back next Thursday and get this bandage off, these staples out of my arm. Starting to get a little feeling back in my fingers, so I believe God knew all right. So I thank God for that. He just been good to me. I have lost children, grandchildren, like everybody else, and they'll pray for all the lost. The ones that sick with COVID, ones in the nursing homes, the hospitals, the jails, and the prisons. Because, you know, you might be behind bars, but you can be a free man, woman, tonight. If you'll accept Jesus, he can wipe your sin debt out and make you free, even if you're in there.
Amen.
He's the hope of the world, folks. We just got to get a hold of that hope.
Thanks, Lord.
Brother Willie, you have any?
Listen, you know, Brother Weaver, he told me today that one of his co-workers went to the hospital to be tested with COVID, and while he was in the hospital, he had a stroke, and so he had a stroke, and then he had COVID in the top five and everything, so. He asked me, God knows who it is, and yes, continue to pray for him, and continue to pray for Junior. He's in the hospital today, and they're supposed to have COVID, and pray for William, and the lady have been taking care of them. Yes, I think she's sick too, so yes, continue to pray for them, and pray for all my family that needs the Lord, and continue to pray for my sister. She's going supposed to have the surgery done next Friday, or next Monday. It's next Monday. He's praying for her. She's going to have to ride the bus for 8 hours and then have the church and go back home the same night. So, yes, continue to pray for her. That's going to be tough. God knows, I hate for her to do that, but that's the only way that she can have it done. So, yes, have me pray for her and let me pray for the Lord, spiritually, physically, and financially, and emotionally, because there's a lot of, I just thank God, I pray that God will help her, because it's bad.
Amen.
Yes. Continue to pray for the church. Just pray for the church. God will for people from the church. And I pray the Lord. No, it's my church, but every church around. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
A lot of people got to repent. There's a lot of people sitting in the churches that had not been repenting. And just pray. And I praise the Lord that God will, the Spirit of God will begin to revive. And I praise the Lord and they deal with people.
Yeah.
And I praise the Lord because it's going to be bad when, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ come or that when they go to heaven and they say, well, I thought I was saved. I thought my pastor said I was saved. Somebody told me I was saved. So you got to know that that you're saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's a good thing.
Amen.
You know that you're saved. No, amen. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, pray for that. Amen. And pray for Lily and Haley, everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to pray for the family, too. This teacher where Bronx goes to school. He passed away Monday with COVID-19, and I mean he was real nice. He knew everybody and everything, And so we knew him. So yes, pray for the family, because he was 44 year old, man.
Hallelujah.
Is that Luz that is having surgery?
No, this
your
is
sister.
Bertha. Yeah, my older sister. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, we'd like for everybody to remember Brother Hubert Wilson. Lives over on the next road here. He's got cancer real bad. He was telling me today, good man of God, preached gospel for many years. I'd like for everybody to keep him in prayer. And then Brother Melvin lives down in Brother Melvin Henry lives down in Benton, Tennessee, needs prayer request. Also, Brother Hyde, Harrison Hyde, 102-year-old, has preached the gospel as long as I can ever remember him. Lives in Cleveland, him and his daughter, and they need prayer. I've got two lost sons that needs to be saved, and I'd like for everybody to hold them up in prayer. And you could just go on and on at the prayer request and people that's in need of prayer and people that needs to turn their hearts back towards God.
Amen.
Praise God before it's too late. Because I tell you what, people's in a bad need of prayer. And the Word of God teaches us, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When God's
Amen.
People begin to humble themselves and pray and seek His face, He will hear from heaven. He'll meet our needs. He'll heal our lands. He'll bless us one more time. And do say, I appreciate you, brothers. Appreciate the word of the Lord tonight. And I desire God's people to pray for me that I can just step on out there and do a little bit more and more for the Lord and see many souls saved, because that's what it's all about. Jesus,
Amen.
As he walked the shores of Galilee, preaching and healing all matter of sickness and disease, but the main thing he come for, to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Come to die that we could live and we could have life. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate God's people everywhere. And just hold me up in prayer. We'll hold Jens up in prayer. And let's just all pray together and work together and try to reach somebody for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Good to hear you, brother. Good to hear the word of God. May the Lord richly bless you. Praise God, and many souls will be saved under his ministry. Just keep me in prayer. God bless you.
Remember Angie and Leon McLemore and their son. Angie's going through some treatments right now, so remember her. Remember Marshall. He's got cancer. Remember his wife, Barbara. Henry and Cindy and their children, they have the COVID, so remember them. And my nephew, Andy, that's had the stent put in, only 44 years old. He's got 30 to 40% of his heart still not working, so remember him. Remember my niece, Sedona. She needs healing in her body. And I've got a praise report about my niece this week. They were going to do brain surgery on her, and they was going to do it here pretty soon. And she went to a doctor the other day, and they told her that she won't need the surgery right now, that they're just going to give her medicine and going to keep an eye on her. So we just give God the praise and glory for
God.
That, and just pray that her and her family will be saved. All of them need the Lord. And just remember my sister. She's on dialysis, and that whole family needs to get a hold of God. So just remember them.
Yes, amen.
And just remember my niece Patty and her family. They have COVID. Sandra Talent is still not doing well after having the COVID, so remember her. Remember the Hasty family, the Thomas family, the Payne family, the Yearwood family, the Dockery family, the McDonald family, and remember Sister Lily. They had a family member to die in their family, and also Billy Keeler had two deaths in his family. So remember all these families that are going through
Amen.
A hard time right
Amen.
Now. Just pray that God will comfort them. And pray for all those that have COVID, all the ones that are in the hospital, nursing homes, jails, all the shut-ins that can't get out and go, that would love to be in church.
Yes.
And let's pray for the ones that ain't in church that need to be in church.
That's right.
Let's pray for Cody. He's got COVID, needs God's healing touch. Remember Gladys and Tim and their two kids that need to be saved. And remember all of our family that need to be saved. We have a bunch of them and a bunch of them that needs healing. And John and Debbie Samples in their church, remember them. Let's remember Junior that needs a miracle from God. And let's just pray for the ones out there on Facebook tonight. I know that they have needs too. Just pray for this country that it'll turn back to God. Jeff Brown says, remember. So let's just take them all to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Father God,
Lord,
we come before the mighty throne of
God for this opportunity to stand in the gap for others, God. There's not an agreement to God right now.
Bring your Lord on each of us, God. Come out there. Lord, tonight, let your touch, God, to move in the families and the house and the home.
God,
Lord, we love you, God. Lord, we love you, Lord. God, tonight, we need to our brothers are requesting families, Lord, whoever, wherever they may be. Oh Lord, you speak worldwide. God, you touch people. We find the powers. We bind the forces of the devil and the enemy, God. We bind them in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe your deliverance, God, will come and heal them. Lord, will come, God, in your name, Jesus. People, honor you, Lord, above every fight. If it's true, Lord, we will give you glory tonight. Bless each one, Lord. Bless your brothers tonight, Lord. Family in your home. Honor you. Praise you tonight. Praise the Holy Spirit. We just pray to God. Be with us. Every people save our lost people. The lost people burn, Lord. Out there, God, tonight.
Gone off the air, so we just want to say good night. We love you all. We'll be back next week, same time, from 6 to 8 USA Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to say good night. God bless, and we love y'all.
Yes, hallelujah.
God bless.
God bless. Bye.